While volatility continued in outside markets Tuesday, cattle futures managed to retrace some of the previous session's losses. There's a wide gap in expectations for placements in the Cattle on Feed report due out Thursday. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 19th of December. As expected, negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Tuesday afternoon. Cattle futures firmed, though, amid continued light trade, apparently spurred along by short covering more than anything. Live cattle futures closed an average of 62 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 91 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly a penny higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were steady on choice and higher on select, with light to moderate demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was a penny higher Tuesday afternoon at $212.68 a hundredweight. Select was 97 cents higher at $204.73. Major U.S. financial indices eked out gains Tuesday amid another stormy day of trading and lingering worries. Besides continuing angst about slowing global economic growth and the expected rise in interest rates Wednesday, already faltering crude oil prices dipped significantly lower. The spot contract for West Texas Intermediate on the CME closed at $46.24 a barrel, the lowest in more than a year. Contracts for the next 12 months were down $3.36 to $3.64. Pressure on the day also included an anemic outlook from the National Association of Home Builders. Builder confidence in the market for newly built single-family homes fell 4 points to 56 in December on the NAHB Wells Fargo Housing Market Index, with persistent concerns about housing affordability. Although that's the lowest index reading since May of 2015, builder sentiment remains in positive territory. For all of that, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 82 points higher, the S&P 500 closed fractionally higher, and the NASDAQ was up 30 points. When the monthly Cattle on Feed report comes out Thursday, it will show either a few more November cattle placements or lots fewer, depending on which analysts and surveys you follow. For instance, Allendale Inc. sees November placements 0.9% more than last year. According to the Daily Livestock Report, however, the average estimate of the Erner Berry survey is for a decrease of 6.3%. That 7% difference represents an estimated 153,000 head of cattle. As for estimated marketings in November, both sources project a year-over-year increase of about 1%. For Allendale, that leaves the December 1st cattle on feed inventory 3.2% more than last year versus an average 1.7% increase in the Erner Berry survey. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 19th of December. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.